Good morning. This is Brad Smith with the Oakland Church of Christ here in Athens, Alabama. We want to thank you again for tuning in and listening this morning to this short radio program. We want to continue our theme this week as we've been talking about living by faith and seeing some lessons from the book of Habakkuk. And we're going to pick right back up in where we left off from yesterday. Our text this morning comes from Habakkuk chapter 2. Just in a brief review, Habakkuk initially took a matter to God and complaint that he was witnessing all kinds of evil and injustice and wickedness, and it wasn't going punished. And then God replies back to him, telling him, well, I am doing something, and specifically, the nation of the Chaldeans is going to come in and serve as my justice to the people of Judah for their wickedness. And so we looked at yesterday Habakkuk's response to that. Why are these the people that you're bringing in? They're worse than we are, essentially is what he says to God. And so now we begin in chapter 2. Habakkuk is waiting again for a second time for the answer from God. In Habakkuk chapter 2, in verses 2 through around about 4, the Lord essentially answers him in a vision. One of the main and important verses from the book of Habakkuk we see is in verse 4. The word regarding Judah, referencing them, is, "Behold, as for the proud one, his soul is not right within him, but the righteous will live by his faith." There is hope down the road for those who will hold firm their trust in God as the calamity comes. We know that God would send his people, Judah, into captivity, and then there would be a remnant that would come back, and then the expectation would be that they should live by faith and follow God, and he would bring them back to their land, and then eventually the seed of Christ would come. The proud Babylonians were just as wicked as Habakkuk supposed. There we referenced yesterday that they have justice by their own God, and they do things on their own accord without any trust in Jehovah God. Yet at the end of this verse 4, it says, "Just people must exercise faith in God's goodness despite his use of the evil Babylon." Really big point for us to consider is we must understand that back in the Old Testament, that God is telling Habakkuk, and as well as today, that God does not have to explain himself to us. We alluded to this yesterday with the reading of Isaiah chapter 55. We must let God be God and trust him even when we find it difficult to understand. Our lives as Christians and disciples of Christ are based on faith from the beginning and to the end. And God is telling Habakkuk in this vision, future belongs to those who have faith because they will be kept in life in eternity. The Chaldeans are self-centered, but they have no future. Paul quotes Habakkuk in this idea in Romans chapter 1 and verse 17, and again in Galatians chapter 3:11. But the righteous man shall live by faith. Psalm 130, I think, perfectly captures what God's response is to Habakkuk here in chapter 2, and really is a nice summary of all this put together. Beginning in verse 1 of Psalm 130, "Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I do hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. Yes, more than those who watch for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is abundant redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities." God is telling Habakkuk and us today as well, you listen to me and do what I command. You must have faith that my loving kindness will supply you with whatever you need, and to us most of all today, that he has sent his son to die for our sins in order to redeem us from our iniquities. This should cause all of us to have more hope and faith in our Father. What a great thought for us to think about then. Even though the situation may be very bleak here in Habakkuk, or for even us today, evil may be around us. If we keep the faith and we strive to abide by the Bible, God will take care of us, and ultimately he has redeemed us from our iniquities. We want to invite you to come worship with us anytime that you find it convenient to do so. We're located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, which is located just off of New Cut Road. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible study and 10:20 for worship service. We meet again on Sunday evening at 5 p.m. and Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. If you are ever in the area at those times, please come by and worship God with us. Our goal is to simply worship God in the pattern He has laid out for us in His Word, the Bible, and to do Bible things in Bible ways. We hope you have a good rest of the day today. God bless you.